was speaking at a Sheva Brachos, and he mentioned the last pasuk in this week's parasha of Eilech Eisiv El Yishmol Vayikach Es Machlas. And the Yushalmi in Perigimel of Bikurim Aloch Gimel says V'chimochlas Shmo, and Parash Vayishlach it's called Bosmas Bas Yishmol Elosh and Nimchul Al Kol Aveinu Yisuf. All those Aveiris were forgiven. And the Gedal Yishor said that it's put in Svarim HaKadoshim that is the Drosha Geshank, the gift that the Abish to give the Chosn, the Nimchul Aveinu Yisuf, right? And with that, he suddenly passed away. It was Machzir Nishmos Tiliyeter. In the middle of the Drosh HaShem, the last thing he ever said. And his son, Rav Ramshar HaShem Rav Shlema, he pointed out that at Sheva Brachos, we say, Samach to Samach Reyem Ahuvim. And Pei Menachem, in two places, brings from his El Tuzede, from the Holy Chedush Arim, that Chazal were Balei Toiv Ayin Mufleges, right? And therefore, even in the simcha, the nisuin of a poshet shebipshutim, they called the chosn kaula reyim ha'huvim. Why? And further in Sheva Brachos we say, asher bora chosn v'kal. And the Imre Emes asked, the Eibishter now created a chosn kaula. He created a chosn kaula 20 years ago. What's it? Asher bora chosn v'kal. And his son the Lev Simcha taiched. That we say later, Kisamecha Yitzircha began Eden Mikedem. Kumt Uyus, every Chosn Vikalla is given this Drosha Geshank that he has in the Kiyus from Aveda, Ka Adam Arishin in Gan Eden Kaidamachet. Like Adam Arishin was prior to the sin, prior to his downfall. And that's Pshat. Samach to Samach. What is the Simcha Arachasana? That they're called Chazals, all words that they're MS, called the Chosn Kaula Reyim Ahuvim. How? Because the Eibishter creates them a bria chadosha, a shebora chosn v'kal. He creates them like Adam HaRishon prior to the sin, and he adds a moided watchat because through the chet eitz hadas there was a klola, and one of the ikar klolas was atzus, depression, sadness, melancholy. The etzev tel dibonim chava was told, be itzava into chalena Adam was cursed, because avera brings depression, sadness, and melancholy. Mash Enkin Simcha comes from Nikius. Kisamecha Yitzircha began Eden Miked. And he points out to a Moiditika Rambam in Perek Zayin of Ilchus Tshuva Alochavov, where the Rambam says, Hatshuvim Bekareves as Arochukim. Tshuva brings people close to the Rabbi Nishal. Emesh Hayazesh, Sonu Yilith Neamokim. He was despised, he was hated. Meshukat Zumeruchuk Viteiva. He was an abomination to the Hashem, far away. V'hayoyim through tshuva, says the Rambam, who ohu v'nechma korov yidid. He's beloved, he's close, he's... And Rabbi Ramshur points out, ohu v'nechma korov yidid is gimatria chosna. There's a gewaldig kiruv, a mesikus that's given to a chosn kala. But MS, I've said many, many times, a famous story, that the Tfilah Tzaddik, the Blujever Rebbe, Yisrael Blujever, that we knew in our generation, passed away, was a muftig over 100. At his chasana, there was a chosid, who was a shoychet from Rivetich, a zokin muftig, and Kinog, he wanted to give the chosin a kvittel. And he didn't want to take it, he said, someone whose hand, a hand that gave a kvittel to my elder Zayda, the holy Bnei Yisoskar, I should take a kvittel of him. And the Gemara Avikuach, and his Zaydah, the Tfilah Tzaddik, heard, and he called him in, and he told him, where does marriage begin? Vayapel Hashem Elikim Tardema ala Odom, right? He put him to sleep, and it says he took a tzela mitzaluysov, vayizgur basur tachten. I'm just taking pause, right? So the Tfilah Tzaddik said, the words, Vayapel Hashem Elikim Tardema ala Odom is 1037, which is Gimatria Vayoyimer Hashem Solachti Kidvorech. And the emes you find both in Medrash, in Bereshis Rabba, in Zohar HaKadosh. Vayizgur Basar Tachteno, says the Medrash, it's a plea to the Medrash, in Kamakim El Harach, discussed in the past. The first time you find in Chumash the letter Samach is the Samach of Vayizgur Basar. Why? So it's put in Sfarim Akdoshim. Shem the Rapshitzer and Zarakoy the Samach is Arshitavis b'miluoy Slicha Mechil Lekapor. The first Ezer Kinegdoi says the Targum Samach. The tight of the word Ezer Milashin Smicha to pick up, see you, to help. She's an Ezer Kinegdoi, and I discussed many times. It's Merumas in the Mishnah in Tainis Taf Chavov. The Mishnah says Lehoyu Yom Tovim LiYisrael KeChamisha Alsor Ba'ov Uchiyam Akipurim. And the famous taitch of the Abderov and of Yisrael, the 15th of Aleph Beis. What's the 15th letter in the Aleph Beis? Is the letter Samach. Therefore, it's brought in Svarim Akdoshim that the Tabas, the Yimakadish with Kenog Bechol Yisrael, is Bedugma the letter Samach, because through marriage, there's Mechil. And the Tfilat Tzaddik's brother, the Bukovsker, in a sefer Erla Meir, and he told this actually orally to my Schwer's great uncle, Mordechai Gershon Schwalter, the son of Kedayin Zecher Tzaddik Levracha, and he went to get a bracha of him before his chasana, that the words Vayapel Hashem Aleikim Tardeim Ala Odom 1037, which is Gimatria Vayoyimer Hashem Solachti Kidvorecha, is also Bigimatria Vachaltem Lach Bechem Lasoivim. That the Eibush gives parnosa, and he explained to the Fetter that a person could think getting married, rechayim b'tzavor, I have to be farnes and mishpocha now, and I won't have time to learn. So therefore, the pasuk says, "V'chaltem lachmo l'seiva," the same idea of marriage. V'yom Hashem salach tikid vorecha, and he explains. By the way, the letter samach or lameir, the letter samach, is a letter that doesn't have a beginning and an end, which is Moira on the Indian of Anova, the whole Maroch in the of Anova, of humility, right? That a person who has no beginning, I've said many, many times, b'shem the Mizrachim Magid, the Gemara says, Haroitz l'achim yadrim, Haroitz l'hashir yatspin, Moira and Shulchan. What if you want Torah Gdulam Achim Echad? You have to have Bittl. You have to have Anova, humility. And therefore it says, how did Adam Arishon, how did he marriage created? He had to go to sleep. Bittl. Yankiv, when he went for a zivig, next week's parashah Vayetze, what did he do before he had the zivig? He went to sleep. And there he had a dream. And he had a dream of a sulam. And the Baal Turim says, sulam is gimatria, money, right? And therefore it says, the sulam was mutzav artsa. Mutzav artsa is gimatria chatach. Chatach is the shame of parnosa. So if it is a pateach, it's yodecha. Which is also Malach Elikim, Oilim Viyordabar is also Gimatria Chatach, Parnosa. Ulahoyer, then it says, where did it go? Where did the ladder go on top till? Virroishay Magia Shamaima, which in Makoil is Gimatria also 1037, which is Vayoyimar Hashem Salachti Kidvorecha, which is Gimatria Vayapel Hashem Lekim Zemel Odom, which is Gimatria Vachaltam Lach Bechem Lasayu. Ulahoyer, just to add, before I stop confusing you, the Erla Meir in two other places said they also Gevald the Gevor 10,037. In next week's parsha, he says the whole Hakira we'll discuss in a minute. There's Mechilas Avinus we learn from Machlas Bas Yishmol for the Chos Meichlna they have to get married. Is there Mechilas Avinus for the Kala? Maybe it only applies as the Buchacher wants to declare the Chosn. The Chosn is to get married. Where is the bit to get married? Pru Urvu, Umiluus Ars Vichishua, Ishtak Ilichbesh. A man has the mitzvah to get married. Who said the woman has to get married? So maybe it's only Mechilas Avinus for the Chalchot, not the Kala. But how do you know a woman has to have children? It's not from the Torah, it's not from Pir Vivya Daraisa, it's from the words of Yeshaya. Lois, the Abisha created the world, Lois Soyu Bra. Next words? Lashevis Yitzar. Lashevis Yitzar is also the Gematria 1037, which is Vayeimer Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha, with all, everything else. And then he's in Parshas Chayesori, he has another vort, just Derech Agav. When Eliezer was sent by Avraham Avinu to Mekadesh and Isha for good old Yitzchak, yeah? How many camels did he go with?
Ten.
Could you ask, tell me why 10?
Needed a minion, the dumb.
I don't know where you daven, but in my shul we're not mitzar of camels to a minion.
Each camel had a rider.
So it should have said he took 10 koil, you know, like, not 10 camels.
Well,
hello. What's the gematria of Gomel? Gimel Mem Lamed? 73. How much is 10 times 73? 730. What's the gematria of Rivka? I said this 2 weeks ago. 307. How much is 730 and 307? 1037, which is our mystical, magical number. Marriage, parnosa, etc. So I thought to myself, just to add, just to keep you in whatever, for those who like gematrias, somewhere in the moon. What? In this week's parasha, second pasuk, how old was Yitzhak Avinu when he got married? What's the gematria of Ben Arboim Shana? Also 730. 730 plus Rivka is Vayter 1037. That's the inyan of the brochus, the mechilas avoynes, etc., which comes through marriage. Now, it's all great. So I know that marriage, a chosn, you get married, chosn kala, your sins are forgiven, your past is whatever. Hello? And that brings parnosa. Shalos, why does the mechilas avoynes of chosn kala bring the vachaltam lach mechem? What's the connection to parnosa coming from the mechila, the forgiveness of the chosn kala? Okay, put that aside in the back of your brain cells. Just one more hakdoma. The famous Gemara in Yevamos, you all know, Samach Gimel, Amud Beis, everyone says it at the Chasanis. B'marov, Amre, and Eretz Yisrael, they would tell the Chasan, Karav and Nosiv, when he would get married, Gemara of Yitzhak, when he get married to a woman, they would tell him, Amrulai, Matza Emoitzi. Is it Matza Isha, Matza Toiv, Glikl Chashidach, or as the same Shlema Melech, unlike Matza Isha, Matza Toiv, and Nishle, in Kehelis he says, Moitzi Ani, so which one is Shlema HaMelech's experience? Thousands of Velt. Right? So the Velt asks two questions here. Number one, Karavin knows that when he gets married the day of the Chuppah, the Chassid, they tell him, Motza Moiti. Hello? Does he know the girl? He hasn't met her. Hardly know anything. Right? The first time of marriage is very sweet, the first honeymoon, right? Very great. Everything's great. They should come back 6 months later and ask him, are the plates flying or not? Is it Motzah or is it Motzah? You ask him the day of the chasid, everyone's smiling, the photographer. Now is not the time to ask Motzah or Motzah. Number two, the Chafetz Chaim, in the beginning of Chafetz Chaim, Klal Aleph and Beram Chaim, asked the Kasha, and what if the chasid would say Motzah? What kind of question is that to ask? Yimachshul the chosin, right? With the lifneiver. So the Velt says in the famous letter from Rabbi Yankel of Bishavursk, many, many sforim say this is from the Zhmigrader, the Shinev Grader brings it that he heard this from the Selim Rov, the son of the Rugus Aboysim, at a Sheva Brachas, the MSBS of Engel and Gleena Shasa, and so forth. This was not a question I want an answer. It doesn't say he asked him. Amrulai, Matza or Moitzi. Whether it's Matza Isha, Matza Toiv, or whether it's Moitzi Anias or Isha, Marmi Mavis or Isha, it depends on you. We're not telling you a question. We want to know how's your married life. We're telling you, Matthias, whether it'll be Matza Isha, Matza Toiv, or it'll be Marmi Mavis, depends on your Anhoga. Dafka, and I want to add, they tell him, Karavinos, the day you get married, and Hoga of the Chosin under the Chuppin, the Achonis, etc., etc., that will determine whether it's Motz or Moitz. To understand why, let me just tell you a story. Say a few stories, actually. It's brought in the Sefer Erzurul HaTzadik that the Imre Emes was in Eretz Yisrael by the Chasana of his nephew, Rabbi Huda Arya, the son of the Chemiel. Both were the Chemiel and the Imre Emes, the sons of the Sfasemes, right? And at the Chasana, Kiminig and Ger, the Imre Emes, Orach Shulchan Ayator, it was the Kabbalah's Ponim, and at the Kabbalah's Ponim, the Imre Emes said Divrei Torah, and he cleared three Chakirs. That the Yerushalmi says that Chosin, Meichel Ne'alkol Avei Noisov, is that for smaller Averis, or even Averis HaChamurs? Like, Gimel, the whole clear where the tshuva helps for Avay Dezor, Gil, Raya, Tzvi, Chodom. Help for everything or only for smaller others? Number one. Number two, Dimri Emes cleared. Does it help only if you tznai that you do tshuva? Like Yom Kippur. Right? We say Achosn. They have the chas like Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur we hold, it's a machlokes in the Gemara, Shavuos, whatever. But we pass like Achom, Yitzumir Shem is Bechaper, Dafka, Lashoven. So does the Bechila only help if the Chosn Kala did tshuva or helps for everybody? And number three, does the Bechila help for the Kala or only for the Chosn? So the Emes was poishit, all three, right? Where is the moker that has mechila? From Esav, right? Esav was zikr over chaveres hachamurus. So they were, but Esav yoyin that he saw the bar mitzvah. He celebrated bar mitzvah. Agil harayish v'chizdom v'idizora kafar v'ikir kafar v'chizdom. Did Esav do tshuva? The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Yud Aleph, who Esav b'rishal se b'tchilo asiv atoif. But Rashi here says, what did the pasuk say? Ve'elach Esav el Yishmael ve'ikach es machlos pas. Al noshov loy leisha. Says Rashi, hoisiv rishal rishal se. Das guf is a mirm is a rishu is a the chazit lafayim of Esav. Hello? So he didn't do tshuva. And where do we learn the makar of Megillah? From Mochlas, the Kala. So her real name is Bosmas on her passport. And here she's called Mochlas. Is the Chayyad the Mechila helps for the Kala, the Mechila helps for Avonis HaChamurus, and the Mechila helps even without Shuv. So said the Imre Emes in Yushalayim. Chav Zayin Sivin, Chav Gimel Sivin, Tav Reish Pei Zayin. In the Sefer Derech Sicha, from thing that people heard about Chaim Kanievsky, someone told Reb Chaim Kanievsky, another vort that the Imre Emes once said at Sheva Brachos. But Sheva Brachos once they asked the Imre Emes, they have to get Rebbe, the Mishnah says in Negoyim, hello, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, that a chosen, if he has like a nega, he appears to have tzoras, the Koyan only comes and examines after, give him 7 days of Mishnah. So they asked him the obvious question, which is, I've said in the past numerous derutzim on this, right? Since the Gemara says in Erchen that Negoyim come through Averis, right? Such a stamazoi. And since you tell me that a chosn is moichum le'akol Avi Noisav, is heche timse, heche mishkacheslon, that a chosn should have a katzav toras. You can answer this in 100 ways. So the Imre Emes answered at the Sheva Brachos, because the Bechila to Chosn Kala is not odd than Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says in Yuma Pehei that Yom Kippur is only Mechaper Praveiris Ben Adam Lamokim, and it's not Mechaper Laveiris from Ben Adam Lachaveiroi. Right? And the Averis, which the Gemara in Erchen lists that brings Soras, are Dafka Averis Ben Adam Lachaveiroi, Kimashal Lashon Hara. So therefore, it's Mishkach's law that a chosin should have a nega. So said the Rebbe. So they asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the Zayin Tak a good answer. But why did the Rebbe have to go Azoi? Why couldn't he answer simply that the Mishnah in the Goyim is Mishkach's law and Hechatimtze, where the chosin didn't do tshuva? To which Reb Chaim Kanievsky answered, over the whole mocker of Mechila for Chosin Kal is Esav. And Esav what?
Didn't do
tshuva. The Pashtas, right? Asher Alkein, what? Asher Alkein, the answer is the difference between Ben Al-Khaver and Ben Al-Namok. Then Reb Chaim Kanievsky declared it could be that it says by Esav that Nimchalu, Mochlas, is only that it's a time which is Mesugul for tshuva. It's Neis Rotzen, V'Horayah. Tosfos brings in Shavuos Daf Yud Beis that even the Das Rebbe that Itzumin Shalyei Mechaper, it doesn't mean it's a full kapor. It means that it's easier to do tshuva. There's an Esrot, the heavens are open. But Lav Dafka, there's a Gimar Kapor. And Be'emes is brought in the Sefer Erchas Rabbeinu that they asked the stipler, the Kilos Yankiv, that someone said, they heard from the Shem the Chaznish, you do him, the Chaznish said, that the mechila for the chosn kala helps even without shuvah haraya esav. But the stipler said, not all shmuas from the chosn ish are believable. A lot of things that are said, you know, whatever, not reliable. Right? Aye, legufi shel dover. So the stipler, there are many, many different madregas in shuvah. And he said, on the time we did it, Yom Skula, as we'll discuss, a brismila, a chuppah, it's easier to do tshuva. But ein echanam, maybe you have to dafka do tshuva. But he didn't bring a mice. They put now out a new sefer of all the Torahs of Chaim Kanievsky, all the Sforim al Torah. So it brings a meiridik story there. It's a half of a fella. In Akko, the city in Israel called Akko, there's the Rosh Knufius Pesha, the head of the mafia, the capo, the... Well, I can add it, the head of the Alaveiris, you know, stop. And he got diabetes, and if diabetes unfortunately, we'll just listen to Rahman al-Islam, it affects circulation. And Nebuchadnezzar needed his 2 feet to be amputated. So they chopped off his 2 feet, and he's lying there without feet, right? When a gehalten by Korov, you know, to the end. It's like, he's dying, basically. The doctor said he's a goner, he's Kaddish, he's Kaddish. So he called up the Rav of Akko, right? Yeah? And he told him, I want you to come to my house immediately. So he thought, oh, even as I push Yisrael, the head of the mafia, he wants to tshuva. He said, say, vidu, Shema Yisrael. He said, no, I want to get married. I want to be Machzir Grushos. The woman he kicked out, he wants to remarry. So he said, you better come or else. You know, he's the mafia. You know, in America, New York, if you start up with the mafia, with the capo, your body floats down the Hudson River, right? So he figured, he didn't want to go, because he figured, this guy kicked out this woman, right? Now he's going to marry her. So the mafia said, if you don't marry him, we'll bump you off, right? So he said, what's it going to help you to get married? Kiddushin, al-yidei oynes, kfiya, doesn't help. Says Rebbe, zol zich nish veinten, don't worry about it. I paid her 10 million shkalim to remarry me. I'm only so temporary, dying anyway, right? So he asked him, why did you have to pay 10 million shkalim to remarry the Machzir Grushosai? For 1 million shkalim, you could get a tsevet of nurses, butlers, bakers to take care of every whim till the grave takes you over. But me, I'll $10 million, I'll give this one. He says, Rebbe, you think I forgot Girsa the Yankasa? I mean, in Chumash, I learned in Cheder that Achosim is Moichlin Loyal Kolav Einosim. For me, I'm holding by dying, getting remarried, right, is worth 10 million shkalim. At Kanamais. It's a true story. So they asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, do you think this head of the mafia of Akko, the first Knufius Pesha, do you think did he get Mechila or not? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky answered, if he did tshuva, yes. And if he didn't do tshuva, then no. But he zichu will get schar lemaila, that he was willing to mashkia so much money, 10 million shkalim, for at least the desire to get. But here Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, you have to do tshuva. Unlike what he said in reference to the Imrahamis. Second marriage also, you see, from Esav, the chai from Esav. Hello, Al Noshav, you have two other wives. Hello. Al Derech Zetz told that Reb Chatzkel of Kozhmir, great tzaddik with Varsha, came to him, B'yom Chuposay, a chosin, who was with him, Salsal Besairei, dressed like a daitch, they used to call him like a short jacket, whatever, a bow tie, you know, his lapel, there's a rose, whatever, and he came for a broch. So afterwards, Reb Chatzkel Kozhmir said, why do we learn the whole din of Mechila from Esav? Mochlas, what are they going to do in Yiddish? Is the Charaya that even someone is a Madrega of Esav? When the Kal is a Madrega of Mochlas. From deswegen, if they do tshuva, there's Mechila. Right? And like Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you can do tshuva. The Horaya, Chupa, Vikidush, and the Gimachia, Kibi Emes, the Yechaper. Just derhag. But Emes is told that the Chuyza once said that Yid came to him. A Yid who's in the gedder of Malayim Mitzvahs Karim. Poishi Yisrael, Malayim Mitzvahs Karim. Who was a rake, a poichid, a gonsh. And he came to him, and the Chayza treated him like you treat a person in that sug. And he said to him, Rebbe, he said to the Chayza, why are you mezalzel on me? Just last week I got married, and I got married, all my averus are forgiven, and you've been married decades ago. Sicher, in the week since my marriage, I didn't do more aveiros than you've done in a lifetime. So the Chuyuzah told him, Be'emes is, why is there Mechila? Chavav and Isboinim, why is there Mechila for Chosin Kala? Because the emes is, a Rasha does a mitzvah, Torfin, they slam the door shut on him, they take the mitzvah and throw it back at him, right? And the Pasuk says, well, Rasha Amar Alikim, Malach HaLasapra Chukah, the Pasuk said in Tilim. There's one mitzvah that's an exception. Period of interview. Why? Because the Padlai saw you brawl Hashem as Yisrael. Kadeshali, Tilnil, Delos, and they were showing him. This is one mitzvah. We take your Averis and we put it in a box. And we close the book. If you will what do tshuva, and mikan lahabo, is git. And not only, right? Abnisht, then you're ma'oider all of the Averis from before. It doesn't disappear. Und bei Emes, this is Masun to the our Girsa in Yevamos Daf Yitzamach Gimel, where the Gemara says, Omer Chama Bar Chanina, Kivon Shenos Adam Isha Avay Noisav Mispakekin. And it's brought from Rabbi Shaya Pinto, the riff in the Yankov, Rabbi Shaya Pinto, and also in the Sefer Kesef Nivchor on the Parsha. The Muridic word. What's it? Avoinoyus of Mispakikin? Don't say Nimcholim. It's Mispakikin. What's that? Mispakikin? If you do tshuva, Matzo Isha. And matzah toy, ve toy vela toyra, and you change your lifestyle. She's a good influence on you. You have figured out the Hashem atoyv. Oid nisht all the averis dafka are. The emes, I'm not going to elaborate. Rashi says, al noshav loy leisha, shahoysif risha al rish osay. L'chur, it should have said, like it says in the Sagrayim from the Matfis, kaloymar mashas al, all the other ashantis that he had. It doesn't say that risha al rish osay. So it's brought, they bring, I thought in the Yatsev Avrom, from one of the Geduli Hungary before the war. He says, the Emet Bionis, the Rebbe Bionis, and says in Yaris Dvash, that a Russia, Sheker in Raglayim, dead. It's, the beginning of Yaris Dvash, he says, for a Russia to be able to have a Chayis, he has to be Yoinik from Kedusha. So when the Baldover sees that there's a Russia who has no Lachluchus whatsoever, he gives him a mitzvah. And from the one mitzvah that he does, he has a Pesah, a Chayis. Therefore, Esav is a harusha, merusha, right? So the Eibishter gave him this one little day of a chasana, where there's some kind of his oirus, right? In order, it's how you see v'risha al rishasi. With that chayis of kedusha, I can able to, when the emes chnsoifer, next week's parashah says even more. The chnsoifer says, chas v'shalom, to say that Esav had bechilas avoinus, all of his murders and rapes and whatever he did, but forgiven, chas v'shalom. He says, Al Derech, the Sefer writes in somewhere else, you see, you know what the worst type of Avera is? A person's Ma'abed is Asmin Ladas. Commit suicide. Is he not Miss Asikimo? You're not Miss Gefelch. Why is that? Why is a suicide worse than any other murder? Because there are certain Averas that the only Kapora, the beginning of Kapora, happens Bishas Misa. You're Mazmin the day of Misa, and that Gufa is an Avera. So you're kuifer in the kapora of Misa, then you're worse than Stama Rizeach. You're mevazbiz, you're murdered in the Misa Gufa, when you brought it on yourself, Rahman al-Islam. Here? Oy bazay, the chuppe is azag, legenheit, whatever. And Esav is using it for his rishus. Hoysif risha al-rishos, his chasen is not letoiv, it's faker. But MS is, I have no time to elaborate, but Gedoyle Olam, even B'deireinu, argue on this point. I said before, Dimre MS, Portin Nachlus Yankiv, the son of Damas Ben Yomin, and many others, that's Chibin Rav is Mashmid that way, that is Mechila, even without Shuvah. Me'ida, I can tell you 100 Mekiris, Dafku with Shuvah. But MS is Machlikis B'deireinu between Rav Shlomo Zalman, Oyerbach, Zechatad, Nagul Racha, and Rav Yisrael Yankiv Fisher. And the Shatlan Shuvah is Evan Yisrael, Chelik Zayn. Rishlei Mezalmin, Margala Bepume, always at priestess, etc., always said that there's a time of tshuva, of Mechilas Avoinis, dafka with tshuva. And once it's, and Rishlei Yankiv held, the Raya is Esav, he didn't do tshuva. And it's told that once the Rishlei Mezalmin was speaking at a bris milah, right? And he said the same vote. So Ruchaska Levenstein, who was a Mashkiach Aponovich, was there. And he asked him, Ken Zainazik. He was Mitzadeh even without Shuvah. And what's the Raya? At a Bris Mila, why is there Mechilas Avoinis by a Bris Mila? Because Aliyo Anovi comes. The Avisha commanded his Neshama should be there every Bris Mila. And Aliyo Anovi said, Rabbi Yisrael, I can't stand the Zuma, the Sirochen, the stench, the smell, the odor of Bali Aveda. And therefore, the Eibush promised him, anyone who comes to sit by a bris, there'll be mechilas avoinus v'cholam mishtatfim umlavim in the bris. So Reb Chaskel Levenstein asked Reb Chaim Zalman l'shitas cho, that the mechila only helps with tshuva. What if you're sitting at a bunch of poichsim and reikim or whatever, and nobody's sitting there did tshuva? So as El Yohanovi comes, vaited the same hadrakush l'duchta, there's a sirchon of aver. So Reb Chaim Zalman said, I'm 100% right. when she does it, right? Nervos. There's a ton of the Elio that Elio and Avi said, I could be soivel, I could bear with any other stench, any other odor, except for that of Pushim and Chatoy. And Rishleim Zalman says that Elio and Novi was granted was to be mavir de zuama, the smell from the choitim of Poshim, that the Ebers was, but mechila for the avir, the chefta, the avir gufa, dostish. So this was a machloikas Rishleim Zalman and Rishol Yanki. But the MS, okay, I have no time to elaborate. You know what it depends on? You're Balkair. How do you pronounce the word mochlas? What's under the mem?
Comments.
You say a comment. Yeah, from Aram Dulzan. Yeah. The MS, the Gedoyle Balidiktuk have a machlikis. Is under the mem, mochlas with a comment or machlas? What does it depend on? 2 days in Medrash. In Medrash, Shmuel ben Levi says Esav was a harer to be Megayer. Want to do true. Oh, if you say he was mahar to what? To do tshuva, and therefore mochlas, she would, David was moichel her, him, whatever. So it, under the mem is a comet, mochlas, milashim dechilu. If, however, Rabbi Lezer said to Yeshua, but it says, al noshav loy leisha, hoysif rish al rishosoi, hoysif ke'ev al ke'ev, one machla on another machla. Oibazoi the diktuk under the mem is not a comet, it's a patach. Machalos. Chuli. Machalos is something betrayal of the Melech. So I'm sure this is any way you read it, you're right, because there's 2 days in Medrash. You know what I'm saying? There are those who say, the Kloisenberger brings this in Shalom Shuv is Divrei Yativ. Right? The Mishalmi says there are three categories of people. We said Chosin Kal. The Gershon is Gayer, another Chazal, and a person Melech or a person Oyel Negduli, become a Shivi or appointed a Shiva. Meichel Kal Avinayzim. The Ramos says in Eben Ezra and Siman Samach Aleph that a Chosin Biyem Chuposoi. The Meir Minig is to fast. Hello. Sechem declares, why? Now, the shaila is, if you hold that as mechila, even without tshuva, so what do you got to fast for? But the hello, I also know that. I can say 20 other reasons. Whatever. Hello. But the Sechem asks, why is only a chas and kala have to fast? Why not a oil of a good day you're appointed to be melech, or appointed to be a rov, or a shiva, shows up to fast? So says the Sechem, because by a melech, by a ilulikdula, without a no question. By a chosin, the lashon of the Bavli and the Yvam Besamagim, we said is mefak begin. We keep your aveiras dear; they're closed. If you do tshuva, fine. Motzei isha motzei toiv. Oib nisht, the choizer v'nir al yachatos nurim. Hello. So, all right, you have to do. You have to fast. Masha Einkein, according to the Yishalmi, we learn from Esav. And the Yishalmi says, Moichlum loy. Therefore, there's no need to fast. You like the Sechemet? Piliploy, everyone asks. The Ramos says the mocker of fasting is what? Where's this mocker? The Maram Mintz, in Simon Samachtes. Where do Marim Mintz pick up, you have to fast with the Yechubos? Not because of Shikrus. Because Yishalmi says, Moichlum loy Esav. And so in the Bir Agro Alasar. So how could you tell me, hello, you hear my kasha? That according to the Yishalmi, there's an automatic mechila. So what's the difference between Chosin Kala and becoming appointed Rosh Yeshiva or Melech, right? And why fast it's an automatic mechila? Hello. Which seems to be 2 days in, I have no time to elaborate. If you're thinking, anyone's like mentally alert, you will understand there's a kasha in Rashi. If you say like the Kloisenberger, right, that the whole Indian of Mechilas Havainas is only the man, the Omar, that Esav did tshuva, so you have a steer in Rashi now. No? Because Rashi here says, And in Parsha Vayishlach, he says, Mochlas, Basmas, that she was forgiven. The Rebbe explains it, Chelik, hey, Chelik Lamed, Chelik Lamed, hey, different, I got no time to elaborate. Angel. Right? Now, I want to say, Azoya, just to add a word, just a word. Let me ask you another kasha. If you say that a chosson is what?
Hold on.
Yeah? So I ask you a simple kasha. So what do I need to get married for? Much cheaper. Just sit in a room, close the door, and do tshuva. Tshuva will always help. What do you need a chassana for? If you say that the mechila for a chosson, mochlas, is only what with tshuva, so what's the malus of tshuva? Do tshuva. What the maila of day of the chasana? You can do tshuva Tuesday in the middle of the week when you're 40, 50 years old. Yeah. So the emes, you know, asks a simple question. The taz, the beginning of Shabbos. Kloshoyim Shabbos. If you even read the Zohar, Kedarshel Enesh Moichlum Loi Manushach. If you did tshuva, who needs Shabbos? And if you didn't do tshuva, Shabbos Ma'anet. Shabbos is a magic. It's because of Shabbos. Hello. So the Taz, in the beginning of Shabbos, says that Shabbos helps b'tziruf im tshuva is for avoynus hachamurus. That it says chayvi krisus, chayvi misus bezdin. Yom Kippur is not mechaper in itself, only toilah. Or b'Shabbos with tshuva helps. Shabbos with tshuva, as we discussed many, many times, is in of tshuva mehava. So the emes azoy. In order to bring closer all the deisms, that it shouldn't be such a machlokes ben akotzel akotzel. The emes is, I saw in this forum, the taka a mile in the day of a chuppah over even Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, it says, Liftnei Hashem titoru. By a chasana, it says, Noki yilevesoi, even without tshuva. Nervos. Even without tshuva, there's a basic opening up. You get rid of the stench. The zuam, as Rishlam Rizalman said. There's a basic fundamental level of, some level of atonement. To give you a hechatimsa, even the rasha, to be able to kind of miss. Or if you do tshuva mehava, right? Not even. If you do tshuva even meyira, you add tshuva together with the koyach, the school of the evachasana, or whether it's tshuva mehava, it makes a difference. That is considered in Shemayim to be tshuva mehava. Lufizev, by the way, v'etlecht kama v'kama dvorim in a chasana, ubeineim. Everyone asks the kasha, we make a bracha, yoytzer odom, ay, the Gemara says in the Erev and Daf Yugimel, neyachle l'olam shaloy nivir z'rinivir, but tshuva mehava, everyone agrees, neyachle l'olam shaloy. And that's also why it's brought in the Lord Shemayim. We've said this many, many times. When a person makes a chasana, I said many times, sometimes people try to skimp. I'm not going to buy a new kapata for my chasana because it costs money. The malachim laugh on you. Because it says, when you make a chasana, simcha, there's gewaldige brachas in the world. You know why? There's a famous chazal. Chazal said, all the brachas that Yidna Nenef Olam Hazeh is in the schar of the brachas of Bilam. Or the schar of the Oves HaKadoshim, that's Mezumna Olam Haba. Why is that? Because when you do a mitzvah, it's infinite. Ein Sof, you can't give a schar in this world, because this world is gvuli, limited. Or you did an Aveda, right? And you mahapich the klol into a bracha, the aveir into a mitzvah, tshuva mehava, doin it as a gezach is. Dayel abom en adin, liyos kinodin. Then the aveir gufa, which was the klol gufa, which was limited, that you get schar b'hayal. Therefore, when a person, a chosn kala, does tshuva, and the degel is mechadish, that it's mischaper, not only for the chosn kala, but for chola mishtatfim, in the Sheva brachas. Therefore, you understand why there's schar mitzvah, and therefore there's what? Reward in this world. By the way, this is pshat, this is brought in Sforum. Remember a few weeks, 2 weeks ago, with last week, Eliezer, and Avram sends him on a mission, and he says, he's mashpia him, Hashem lekei Hashemayim, hu yishlach malachoy lefonecho, lakach te'isha lebni misho. So where will the malach be? In lefonecho. When Eliezer, Eved Avram, repeats the tzivoy of Avram. He says, Yishach malocha itoch, not lefonov. This forum taich, you know what we say in the Zemiris? That we ask the Ebershah who that he said malocha lefonoi, lelavoisi levoya. What's that? No, what? In front of me. Why? In front of me, back me, inside of me, whatever I care. Now the Gemara says famously in Avodah Zarah, hey, kol oisa mitzvah achas b'ilam mazeh mikad mosoi v'ilechet l'fonam b'ilam habo. Shenemar v'holach l'fonech v'tzidkecha. The malach that you create through your mitzvah goes in front of you. When you do an Avodah, milafifosoi v'ilichin l'yemadmilich l'yemadin. It's behind you and it stoops you to the judgment. The Mashiach says, why the difference? A mitzvah, the malach is in front, and aveira, the malach is in front. Shtel zich for, you're getting a kovi, you're getting honored, OBQ, whatever, by the queen, yeah, whatever they do over there, yeah? So you have a whole, like, a whole retinue, a whole, ah. So the crier, the messenger, you know, panumokim with the red carpet, the guy with the whatever, yeah? Where does he stand, before you or behind you?
In front of you.
Why? Of COVID. You're not going to run away, fuck it, you're getting COVID. Right? If you go into prison, where does the cop stand, the prison officer? Behind you or in front? But then in front of you, run away. He stands behind you, malafafosa, and make sure you don't skip down. Right? What happens if you do tshuva mehava, where this doinus, the malach ra, is changed to a malach tuiv, doinus, so from behind, he goes in front of you. Hu yishlach malachai. And since there's what? There's kaparas avoinas for all the mishtatvim. And Avram was zikr that Eliezer will do as that tshuva. Therefore, yishlach malachai lefon in front of me. Mashenkein Eliezer, legoidel anvesanusa, he said, I'm not a madrega to do tshuva. But akaponim, I'm at a chasana. And a chasana is mechilas avoinas, akaponim, whatever. Therefore, iti, together with me. But what's the vor to learn? That there's certain times in life that there's, if I had a time, I'll be married. But there's many, this answers many, many other questions. But the vort is, you know, the famous story with the Chaim and the Rogachover learned Chavrusa together. In Slutsk, by the Beis HaLevi. And in the middle of the learning, the Rogachover was Mechadish, a famous Rogachover, that marriage, Kiddushin, is not just a one-off event. It's what? A Pulun im Shechas. So Rav Chaim said, Ile Mazel Tov. Every day. In other words, in Rogachover terminology, based on Tashvis, there's two types of Harkova. Harkova Nizgis and Harkova Shichnis. There's organic unity, and there's two things clapped together. Nosson Gishtetner explains at great length. That that Oyla Ligdula, Moichla Kalvin Yusuf, etc. Why is that? Or Melech, or Gir, you become a different human being, a different person. Right? A Melech is not, a Tzibur is not just a collection of individuals. It's not a shtin of shutfim. It's a tzibur. The whole gather of tzibur we discuss this many times. A husband and wife could be two people stuck together in the same house, right? Stuck together, the same children, whatever. Or there could be an organic relationship. When there's an organic relationship, so before you marry, you're plagufa, and now so that's like oyla ligdula. You become a new person, a new mitzias. You're not just half plus half. It's an Asher Alkein, there's also Bechilas Avon. That kind of Indian can't apply to an Esav. Esav is the opposite. Zel Umazek, Yimatri Shalom, the opposite of Shalom. He's a Soin Shalom Chazalko. Marriage is a constant, whether it's physical marriage, whether it's marriage to Eishes Chayel, the Torah Tosha, whether it's Askos in the Tzibur. When a person, the first mitzvah of the Torah, by the way, is Piri V'Rivian. Tzadikim said the first mitzvah of the Torah is to find other Yid, teach other Yid in Torah, to be Marbit Torah. And when a person does so, and it becomes etzem me'atzomai, it becomes organically, harkova mizgis of who he is, then every day there's a new chasana, there's a new connection to Torah, to Yiddishkeit, to a tzibur, to your wife, to your kids, whatever realm we're talking about. And then you could be oyla l'gdula, and then there's always, constantly, an idea of mechilas avoinus, you could always grow. In other words, the Eibishter gives you an opportunity. Avada Esav didn't do a gewaldige tshuva which changed him. He remained the same shlak, the same Esav before. But it's an opportunity. If you squander an opportunity, you have a rendezvous with destiny, and you grab hold of the opportunity, is git. The Abishal Helfen Taka, we should learn from this till the end of the parsha, that is the emes that told us, of this week's parsha, told us, that we should grow with it, and the Abishal should be Mechal Avinus, and send us all Yeshuas and Brachas and where we need.
All right.